Welcome to Factum Agri, dedicated to New Zealand's primary industry. A comment from me this week. With the red sector facing a profit reduction by a staggering 54% this year, and on-farm inflation hitting a remarkable 16.3% in the year to March 2023, the resilience of our agricultural community is being put to the test. Despite this, there's a glimmer of hope on the horizon. While on-farm inflation has soared to its highest level since 1981, there's a shared determination to navigate these turbulent times. In the face of profitability erosion and relentless input costs, farmers are understandably wary of anything that might further strain their resources. While governmental measures to ease regulatory pressures are welcomed, there's a collective agreement that sustainability must remain as a farmer-led effort. It's a delicate balancing act, but one where science and technology hold the key to achieving both environmental stewardship and long-term profitability for New Zealand's primary sector. Yesterday, the New Zealand and Irish governments announced that applications for the 2024 New Zealand-Ireland Joint Research Call on Agriculture and Climate Change are now open. The 2024 Research Call aims to investigate and accelerate research in the areas of national inventory, refinement, and improvement in technologies for the mitigation of greenhouse gas emissions. Ireland's farming systems are similar to ours, so this combined research will be interesting to follow. More to come on this. Now, Trade and Agricultural Minister Todd McClay will visit China next week to strengthen relationships, support Kiwi exporters, and promote New Zealand businesses on the world stage. China, as we know, is one of New Zealand's most significant trade and economic relationships and remains an important destination for New Zealand's products, accounting for nearly 22% of our goods and services exports in 2023. Now, agricultural and rural communities ministers are heading out on a nationwide woolshed tour from April to July. They will be meeting with farmers face-to-face to better understand their concerns and, most importantly, find solutions together. You can find details from the Rural Communities Minister Mark Patterson's office or your industry representative. I think this is good and provides the opportunity for the government to really listen to the needs of farmers in this country, which is crucial right at this point. Now, a quick mention to the weekly Hotwire. You can sign up to this new digital publication at tailwindmedia.co.nz, where the Factum Agri podcast also features. Now, that's all from me this week. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next week with some new interviews.